you for listening in on Tent of Testimonies podcast. This is the official podcast of the Tent of Testimonies International under the leadership of Prophet Dr. Fred Akama and Senior Pastor Maureen Akama. As you listen to this and other amazing sound biblical teachings, our aim is to equip you with the Word of God so that you can grow into an effective believer. In today's podcast, we do believe that you will be imparted with the knowledge of God, spiritual truths, and kingdom principles that will positively affect your spiritual life. Be blessed as you listen, and may you come back with a great testimony.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Generally speaking, like the way we normally give, or the way we normally name people, name children, name places, it has an impact on the person that we have named. And a name represents two things. A name represents two things. The first thing that a name represents is identification. Identification. So when we call a name, we know it represents an identification of a person or an institution that bears that name. So one of the reasons for naming is for identification. It shows who that person is and what they represent, what they stand for, who they are. So people are identified with a name. So that if we say George, we know the person who is going to be to respond, we know it is George and not Peter. So a name identifies the person that is going or that bears that particular name. I'm talking generally how we view names. And number two, a name represents what the authority that person bears and their standing. A name represents identification. And number two, the authority that person bears. So that if now I come to you and I tell you, for example, right now, if I tell you I have been sent to you by President Ruto, there's some weight and some attention you bear to the message that I'm going to give you. Is that true? Because you know the authority that this name bears. You know the authority, the representation that this name bears. So if I tell you right now, I have been sent to you by Mama Maureen, there is some weight you put to that name because you know who that person is and the authority she bears. Are we together? So also, if I told you today, I come to you and I've been sent by President Joe Biden, that message, you are going to receive it with a particular level of seriousness because you understand the authority that name bears. Names in the spiritual realm have an impact. You look at it and you realize that names are, in the spiritual realm, names trigger the representation of that name in the spiritual realm. All the possibilities that are born by the bearer of that name. So that, okay. In the spiritual realm, spirits tend to take advantage of names that we give. Let me bring you home. When we know in the African setup, we name children after people. True? Does that happen in your place? Where names, we give names after our parents, after our uncles, after people that we love. So if you, a child is born today, a lot of times you realize that they bear the name of the parents, of the grandparents of the child. Now, if you look at it closely, you realize that with time, this child begins to bear the characteristics, the characters of the person they are named after. Have you realized that? If you name a child after a particular person, with time, you realize that this baby begins to show some characters, some behaviors that were born by the person who had that name. Yet, this child, this baby, was not even born when this person died. So you wonder, this child, who has trained them to behave like so and so? I don't know whether you have seen that. In the long run, a lot of times you realize sometimes even the diseases that used to attack that person, they begin to attack them, the child. The experiences that this person was having. Okay, the reason why people say, I want to name my child after my father is because, one, you say, so that even if my father dies, I'll still be seeing him in the child. Is that true? Number two, you say that so that the name of my fathers will not die off. Is that true? But you see, when you do that in the spiritual realm, what happens is that the spiritual realm sees, spirits in the spiritual realm, they see these names and they begin to replicate the transactions of this person into the child. So names have power. Are we together? I'm not talking about names. I'm talking about the name of Jesus. I'm just trying to introduce to you this, so you understand that names have power. So consequently, in the spiritual realm, when you see names, spirits take advantage of the name that you have to be able to manipulate your life. This is the reason why God used to change the names of the people that he used to call them. If those names, did you realize that? God would change the names of people. Let me just give you one example. The name of Abram. Abraham. The name Abram. God wanted to bless him, but he realized that even if I bless him, there is nothing that can happen in his life. Why? Because of the name he bears. He cannot be able to do what I want him to do. God wanted him to become a father of many nations, and that through him, men of the world will be blessed. But he realized that the name of Abraham was very different in the spiritual realm. So it could not bear the blessing that I want to bless him. The Bible says that God changed his name from Abraham to Abraham. You see, Abraham means the exalted father. But God wanted him to be a father of many nations. So whether he is exalted, when he is exalted, but he doesn't have a name that bears the multitude that I want him to bless him with, he cannot bear the blessing of that name. So he had to change him to Abraham, which means the father of a multitude. Genesis chapter 17, verse 5, he says, no longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of... You see, God also has names. No man can see God and live. You know that? When man lost his place in glory, man, I'm trying to move slowly so that you understand. Man, when he sinned, he lost his ability to see God and live. Before the fall of man, he could see God and live. Why? Because the eyes that he had before, yes, Exodus 3 verse 20 says, but he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. God is telling Moses, the Moses that he is saying that I talk to him face to face as a man talks to his friend. He says, he told him, you cannot see me and live. You cannot see my face and live. Meaning, even if Moses used to talk to God face to face, he has never seen his face. So God, when men fell, the Bible says his eyes were opened and he saw that he was naked. And the Bible says God came, the voice of God came. And when the voice of God came, they hid themselves. Because there's a set of eyes that opened up that could see themselves. They were naked, but those eyes are the ones that you have. They could not see God and live. Meaning there was a set of eyes that they had that was different. So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was, give me that verse up there that says their eyes were opened and they saw that they were naked. So when they sinned, Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they got, I'm trying to move faster. When they sinned, their eyes were opened. It means that there is a set of eyes. They used to have these eyes, but they were not using these eyes. You understand? So these flesh eyes, they opened the moment they sinned. So now they lost their capacity to see God and live. 3, verse 7. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 8. Verse 9. So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Verse 11. And he said, who told you? So it means that someone was supposed to tell you that you are naked. You are not supposed to know that you are naked. According to the set of eyes that you have, you are not supposed to know that you are naked. Those are the kind of eyes that could see me and live. But none of you have sinned, so you cannot see me and live. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when man lost the capacity to see God and live, now God took himself. He understood that this man, we cannot be... we cannot do business as usual. So what God did is that he took himself and divided himself into names, and he took his power and gave those names power, so that when man wanted to see God, he could not see the entire God, because if he sees the entire God, he would die. So God took names. He knew that if you come to me, you will have to see a part of me, a small part of me, a simple part of me. And so what he did is that he said, you will see me according to the need that you have. Because you cannot see the entire me and live. Are we together? So he said, he put himself into names. Put several names so that you see him according to the names that you have, according to the need that you have, so that when you want to see victory, you will come in the name of Jehovah Nissi. So that when you want to see God, your healer, when you are sick, you will come to Jehovah Rapha. When you want peace, it is peace that you are lacking. You will come in the name of Jehovah Shalom. If you are in the battleground and you need help, you need God to send forth his fighting angels, you will come and call for the name of God, Jehovah Sabaoth, so that he releases his angels, he commands his angels. So when these people now in the Old Testament, they wanted to see God, God had to introduce himself. He had to come in the path that represents what you need. Even if you don't call God in that name, and you say, I need healing, God will look in the names that he has, and then he will take the power in that name. If it is healing that you need, say, God, I need healing. Help me. He will take the healing from the name of Jehovah Rapha. And he will, that power will hit you. When that power hits you, you get healed. So he divided himself into those names. So you could not see God at all. You could only see God in portions according to his name. So there is no way you say, I want God to rise up and fight for me. I need victory in this. And then you are calling Jehovah Shalom. You have to understand that the part of God that I need is Jehovah Sabaoth or Jehovah Nissi, the banner of my victory. Say here. God said to Moses, my name is Jehovah. My name is Lord. He introduced himself as Lord. And he said, unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I introduced myself as God Almighty. But they never knew me as Lord. So there is a part of God. Inasmuch as Abraham is called the father of faith and the friend of God, there is a part of God he didn't know. God introduced himself to a particular area in names. Are we here? Are we going somewhere? Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 to 3. Let's go. And God spoke to Moses and said, let's read this first, and then you give me the Bible version called Names of God. First of all, let's continue with this one. 1, 2, 3, go. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. To them, I did not introduce myself as the Lord. Verse 2, or the next part. But by my name, Lord, I was not known. So there is a part of God that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they didn't know. But Moses knew it. But there is a part of God that Moses did not know. Say it here. Do you have that version with you? Okay. So God used to introduce himself. Let me move faster. As God, depending on the need that you have. But now, this is in the Old Testament. When Jesus came and he gave himself, he obeyed. He gave up his glory and his place in heaven and came on earth. God saw his obedience. And the Bible says that God, the Bible says he exalted him and gave him a name. Let's begin from verse 6. Philippians chapter 2. Let's start from there. 1, 2, 3, go. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of bond servant, coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has also exalted him. Okay, before we continue that, Jesus came to undo what Adam and Eve did. So that what the place where Adam and Eve put us, Jesus came to undo it. So that he takes us back to the place where we were. Don't lose me. Are we together? So when Jesus came on earth, he found that when we want to go to God, we would go to God according to the need that we have. If we need healing, we would go to this name. We will call this name. We will call Jehovah Roah, Jehovah El Gibor, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Sikenu. All those names according to the needs that we have. But when Jesus came and he obeyed to the death, even the death of the cross, God exalted him, and the Bible says he put him up so highly and gave him the name. He gave him the name. The name. He gave him the name. Not a name. The name. He gave him the name. There is a name. So when God had divided himself and his power into names, all these names, now when Jesus came, because of his obedience even to death, now God repackaged himself and he said, I'm no longer going to appear you according to your name. I'm taking one name and I'm putting it on Jesus. And that name is Jesus Christ. And he said that in the name of Jesus, I repackage myself because of what he has done. I exalt him and I give him the name. That in that name, now what used to obey. There is a name that Jesus was given. There is a name that Jesus was given. He says, the name. It was a name that was hidden somewhere. He said, I put myself into names, but there's one that I have hidden somewhere. I have not yet introduced in the world. There is a generation that does not know this name. I give them names. I give them other names. But there is a generation that is coming that has been helped by one man. His name is Jesus Christ. That he said that in the name of Jesus, all things must bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So that whatever used to obey, to bow down to the name of Jehovah Rapha, now bows to the name of Jesus. What bowed to the name of Jehovah El Gibor, now bows to the name of Jesus. What bowed to the name of Jehovah, the Jehovah Almighty, now bows to the name of Jesus. What bowed to the name of Jehovah Sabaoth now bows to the name of Jesus. He said all things must bow to that name, so that when you carry the name, everything under the earth, everything in heaven, it must bow down. Why? There is a name. He is given a name that is exalted. He says in the name of Jesus, everything must bow. Cancer must bow. Poverty must bow, lack must bow, demons must bow, priests must bow, powerful people must bow, all the things in heaven, angels must bow in the name of Jesus. When you carry the name, you carry power. That wind must bow, bread must bow, powerful people must bow, kings must bow. I carry a name that is highly exalted. I carry a name that must be bowed to. So when you appear in the name of Jesus, sickness must bow. What do you think of it? Jesus talked to bread. Bread had him. Jesus talks to the wind. Wind heard him. Jesus talks to the water. Water heard him. What is sickness? What is cancer? There is a name. There is a name. He said that the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow. Every knee. So anything that bowed to the other names, now there's one name. I don't need to come. It is okay to say Jehovah Elohim. It's okay to say Eligiba, all those names. There is no problem. But it is enough to say the name of Jesus. It is enough to come out and say in the name of Jesus, all things must bow. Everything must bow. Everything must bow. So that when you are waking up and you are walking, you are not walking alone. You are walking in the name. When you wake up and you go for that interview, you are not going alone. You are going in the name. So that when you are standing up to go and do that project, you are not doing it alone. You are doing it in the name of Jesus. So that when you wake up and walk, it is not you that is walking. It is the name of Jesus that is walking. So that when you wake up and you are going in the morning, it is not you anymore. It is the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what they call you. But when you carry the name, you carry the name that is powerful. And it does not matter what they have said about you. What matters? I have a name. I have a name. I have a name. I have a name. Sit down. Jesus was given a name that is above every other name. And he demonstrated that when he was here on earth, everything used to bow to him. He brought life where there was death. He brought joy. Kayata dalakarabaga. In the name of Jesus, you bring joy. When you find people that are crying and mourning, in the name of Jesus, you bring joy. You bring joy. Leta kayada. Now, de la kuzabayada. The name of Jesus. So he said there is power in that name. Do you know what it means that things in heaven, things on earth, and things under the earth, it means that you rule when you bear that name. When you bear the name of Jesus, you rule in heaven. This is why the Bible says we are seated with Christ. We are there with him. So we rule with him. And then on earth. And it says under the earth. Meaning even those people who died. You see the spirits that are destabilizing you. The spirits that are coming. Oh, mimi ni fulani ni fulani. Ni mwenye nilikufa wakwetu. Babu yangu amekuwa akinitembelea usiku. Those things. The Bible says, by that name they shall bow. So you carry power when you carry the name of Jesus. So you just stand up and tell those things you must bow. And you don't need to struggle about it. You don't need to fight about it. The power of the name of Jesus is not in the saying in the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus is in the understanding. When we say the name of Jesus, it's powerful. But the power that is carried in the name of Jesus does not show up just because you said it.
It shows up because you have an understanding of your place in that name. Let me show you something. How do we use that name of Jesus? Because it's one thing to know it, and it's another thing to know how to use it. To know how to use it. That is the problem with us a lot of times is because we use the name of Jesus when we are afraid. You are used to the name of Jesus so much until everything. Jesus. Umeona mtu akigonga na gari. Jesus. You are not calling Jesus from a point of understanding and revelation. You are calling Jesus because it's like a cliche. You are afraid. Jesus. Ni kama vile unasema, oh my. So it's like you're saying, oh my. But because you're too born again, oh Jesus. So that is why, and because you are used to saying this so oftenly, the day you require the name of Jesus to produce power for you, it cannot. Because it produces power on the basis of your faith and understanding. So, there is a way to use the name of Jesus. So its power is in the understanding of how to use it. Its power is in the understanding of what it is. This powerful name of Jesus, when Jesus was leaving to heaven, he left it here on earth. Why? Heaven does not need the name of Jesus. Did you know that? Heaven does not need the name of Jesus. So the name of Jesus is not in heaven. You will be surprised even to realize that in heaven they don't call him Jesus. The name of Jesus is not needed in heaven. It is needed here on earth. The Bible in the book of Acts of the Apostles, it says that there is no other name that men must be, that was given among men. So this name of Jesus was given among men. Us here. In heaven is not men who are there. Spirits of just men made perfect. And angels and other spirits. So the name of Jesus is where? The name of Jesus is where? It is here on earth. Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 verse number 12. He says, nor is there salvation in any other name. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which men must be. So that name is here. So you must understand how to use it. Jesus said, John 14, verse 12 going downwards to 14. He says that for those who believe, he says, in my name, the things that I do, you shall do them and greater things than those ones. And he said, most assuredly, I tell you. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, go. Because I go to the Father. So he left us to do some work. Jesus left us to do? He said, because I go to the Father, the things that I have done, if you believe in me, in other words, if you are born again. So you must be qualified to use the name of Jesus. You must be born again for you to be qualified to use the name of Jesus. Is that okay? If you are not born again, what happens is the Sons of Sceva season 2. You try it. You try it and you see Bird of Ngethe. You know, I've seen it. There's a certain crusade. There's a certain crusade that we went and someone began to command demons just anyhow because he's seeing people there on the altar, they are doing it. So he began, come out in the name of Jesus. And then he was doing it like a joke. That demon got hold of him. Like it was saying, come now. Got hold of him. and kicked him here. The guy somersaulted. From that point, he became Kipchoge Keino. Hey. So he said, if you believe in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than this he will do, because I go to my Father. Verse 13. One, two, three, go. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatever you ask in my name. Now, this one is called power of attorney. It's called what? Power of attorney. Jesus gave us power of attorney to use his name. Now, power of attorney is a legal term. It is actually a legal document. Power of attorney is a legal document. So power of attorney means it is a document actually that you are given, that is signed to give you authority to act on behalf of someone. And whatever you act cannot be overthrown. It will be taken as though it is that person who did it, who said it. You understand? So if, for example, I want him to act on my behalf, I will write power of attorney. It is a document. It's a legal document. I will write it, and I'll have a lawyer sign it, and an attorney stamp it, and then I give it to him so that he can act on my behalf, so that wherever he goes, whether I am there or I am not there, whatever he does, it will be said it's Pastor Steve who did it. So there are two types. Okay, there are several types, but let me mention two types of power of attorney. The first one is called special or limited power of attorney. Special or limited power of attorney, how it works is that you are given a specific area that you can use the power of attorney to operate. If I want to give him a special power of attorney for him to act on my behalf, I will give it to him, but I will indicate that whatever I have given him is only going to work in a certain area. For example, he will act in the area of real estate for me, but he cannot act in the area of health insurance for me. Do you understand? It is skewed towards a certain area, a special area that I am giving him power to operate on my behalf. Maybe I have so many projects that I need someone to delegate someone to do the works for me. I will give him power of attorney to do this. And maybe I give another power, special power of attorney to do this. And I can divide my projects into several people that can work on my behalf. Say here. So it's called a special or limited power of attorney. The other one is called a general power of attorney. According to me, I say this is the most powerful. Because a general power of attorney, it gives you all the authority to work on their behalf. Anything you do, anything you say, it is as though that person, the principal, has said. Say here. So when I give you a general power of attorney to act on my behalf, you act in the special authority that whatever people say, whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to be saying on behalf of the person who has given me power of attorney. So when Jesus gave us the power of attorney, he gave us the power of attorney, the general power of attorney. Do you get this thing? He did not give us a specialized one. No, he gave us a general one. He says, most assuredly I say to you, whatever. What does whatever mean to you? What does whatever mean to you? It means anything you do, you'll be acting on my behalf, and I'll back it up. Why? Because I've given you power of attorney. I've given you power of attorney. So now, you understand that when you're saying in the name of Jesus, you are coming from a point that you are an authorized dealer. So you must now walk with an understanding that I am an authorized dealer of the name of Jesus. I am an authorized operator of the name of Jesus. I am an authorized dealer of the name of Jesus. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So now, Jesus said, whatever you do in my name, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Now, when we come, we say, in the name of Jesus. Now, this phrase, in the name of Jesus, has a meaning. It came from the ancient days where kings used to send messages to their subjects so that kings would come. I want to send a message. If I am a king, I want to send a message, say, to Dhika, to my people in Dhika. In those days, they did not have press briefing. So what they used to do, they would come and write that message in a parchment. A parchment is like a paper, but it's not a paper. It is made from skin of animals. So they would skin an animal and write it with ink. And they would send a messenger. So that messenger would go maybe to that particular area that the message is supposed to be taken. If he's taking it to the king, another city, he would go. And when he stands, the people are standing or sitting there. And when he would come there and stand, he would say, I come in the name of the king. He would say, I come in the name of the king. Meaning the authority that I am talking with is not me anymore. So when he would say, I come in the name of the king, the subjects would stand up and say, long live the king. The question is this the king? Is this the king? No, but he said, I come in the name of? It is the same thing that happens when you come in the name of Jesus. When you stand up and tell a demon, I come to you in the name of Jesus. The demon understands authority and how it works. Because you have power of attorney. When you say, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, it is not you anymore. So you can now with understanding understand or do with an understanding that I am talking to you with an authority that is not mine. However, I have power of attorney. This is why the Bible says, that we are the ambassadors. I don't know whether I'm helping anybody. The Bible says we are the ambassadors of Christ. The ambassadors work on the basis of power of attorney. So that what the ambassador speaks right now, if the ambassador of Kenya to Tanzania stands up in Tanzania and says that we are not going to come, we are closing the border, it is thus says Kenya. You didn't get it. He says when the ambassador speaks, it is not him who is speaking, it is the country where he is coming from. He says, now then, we are the ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So when you command a thing, it is not you anymore who is commanding, it is Jesus who is commanding. So that when you say, I come to you in the name of Jesus, let doors open, they will open. Not because of you, but because you carry the power of attorney. As an ambassador. Listen. If today you are a citizen, stand up. If this guy is a citizen and this lady is an ambassador, if I slap this guy, it is going to be called an assault. True? But when I slap the ambassador, it is not going to be an assault. It's going to be an international incident. So there is going to be a diplomatic session to discuss, why did you slap an ambassador? Because if you slapped an ambassador, you slapped the country where they come from. Now the Bible says that we are the ambassadors of God. The moment a demon tries to scatter you, it is not just scattering a person. It is an international incident.
It is an international thing that has happened. And God must stand up. Heaven must wake up. Because you are an ambassador of Christ, I come to you in the name of Jesus, and I command every demon raising against you, let it scatter, let your life turn around in the name of Jesus. Every demonic entity that has said you are not going anywhere, I command it now. I come in the name of Jesus, let it scatter and let your life move forward. Let your life move forward. Let your life move forward. Let your life move forward in the name of Jesus. Sit down.
I want to finish up. You are an international person. You are a global member. You are a global member. You are not here to be pitied by any man. You are not here for people to feel mercy for you. You might be stricken, but from today, you are waking up in power. As you walk in the name. As you talk in the name. As you live in the name. As you get baptized, you are baptized in the name. Don't you wonder when the Bible says that we are baptized in the name of Jesus? We are saved in the name of Jesus, but it also says that in the name of Jesus, you shall command demons and they shall obey. When you walk in the name. When you walk in the name. There is power in the name that you carry. There is power in the name that you carry. In the name of Jesus, go and make an impact. There is a better revelation. Jesus said, I am the tree. Listen. When you say in the name of Jesus, we are transfigured. Jesus appears. You must get this. You must get this. Listen. If you have forgotten everything else, you must get this. The moment you come and say, I command you in the name of Jesus, or I come to you in the name of Jesus, what happens? Your face in the spiritual realm is removed and Jesus appears. The Bible says that when we pray, it is Jesus that is praying in us. So even when we are praying before the Father, because we come in the name of Jesus, the Father does not see you. He sees Jesus. Anytime you appear before God to pray in the name of Jesus, it is Jesus that prays in you to the Father. So when you appear, it is not you that appears. It is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So you should come to God with confidence. Why? Because it is not you. If you have repented, as you go, even if you have done it there, you repented here and you appear before God here. He says, what he sees is Jesus. And the Bible says he cannot deny Jesus anything. So you can pray with confidence that anything I have prayed, it must be answered. Results. That's why sometimes mtu anaweza niambia, Pastor, you prayed for me this, and seems like there is no change yet. I tell you, I cannot pray for you and then nothing happens. I can't. This one I know in my heart. I can't pray for you and nothing happens. You have to put this in your heart and understand. Even if the result is not yet seen, but there's something that is happening in the spirit. There's a cloud the size of a man's hand. So it is still coming. It is still coming. I continue to command in the name of Jesus. And soon, and very soon, like a thunderbolt, it must land. So you must have this kind of confidence in you. You must have this kind of confidence in your heart. So when you say in the name of Jesus, what the spiritual world sees is not you anymore. It sees Jesus speaking. I'm beginning to close. But there's a better revelation. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. I am the vine, you are the branches. Meaning that you and Jesus on earth, you are one.
So it tells you that you actually do not really have to say in the name of Jesus. Why? Because you live in the name. He says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. He says, I am the vine. You are the branches. Because the branches must bear... The branches must bear what? But the branch and the vine, the stem, they have the same life. The life that is sustaining the stem is the same life that is sustaining the... John 15 verse 5. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much. For without me you can do. So the branch depends on the stem. However, they bear the same life. So the same life that sustains Jesus is the same life that sustains you. Do you catch it? So you must live in the same authority, in the same level of understanding. What is the life that sustains Jesus? The life that sustains Jesus is a self-regenerating life. As he wakes, as he starts the day today, that life regenerates itself. It is the same life that you have. This is why the Bible says the disciples had to agree to die for death to come. I don't want to talk about immortality. This is how the Bible says it. Ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. Give me that verse. It says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. So when you are living, automatically you are a Christian, you are living in the name of Jesus. So you might not, you can say the in the name of Jesus, but you may, you don't have to. The moment you come, Jesus has come. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, it says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who... He says, you are of God, little children. Let me explain to you what that verse means. That means is that, listen, the Hebrew version of that verse says that you are part of God. The spirit that is in you in this is the spirit that is in God. It does not say you belong to God. No, it says you are part of God. This is confirmed by the Bible where it says, and God breathed into Adam and became a living... So, there is part of you. Your life is from God. You, the material that makes God. I feel like I'm losing you somewhere. The material that makes God is the same material that makes you. He says, you are of God, little children. You don't need anybody to pity you. You don't need to walk with your head bowed down because of problems. But you need to have an understanding. You are of God, little children. The reason why we win every day, the reason why we live every day, is because the material that makes God is the same material that makes you. God himself breathed into your body, your life. So it, you, this is why the Bible says, ye are gods. So you must operate as a God, because the material, the spirit that makes God makes you. So when you appear, the name of Jesus appears. When you walk in, the name of Jesus walks in. When you walk out, the name of Jesus walks out. He says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome the world. You have overcome them. Why? Because God is in you, and you are a God on this world. No wonder the Bible says that as he is, so are we in this world. We are him in this world. We are Jesus of this world. So when you wake up and when you walk, Jesus walks. When you say, Jesus says. When you sleep, Jesus in you is at work. When people are sleeping, no wonder it says you are more than conquerors, because
because he who is in you.
There is power. When you understand this revelation, utakuwa unatembea ujikwae in the name of Jesus.
Stop!
And it stops. People will try to say things, you know. Let me tell you. My wife is a witness. There's a time we were going home and we were driving. And when we were driving, I told her something. You know, there was some grace that made the children of Israel, their clothes not to grow old, their shoes to grow with them, and their clothes to grow with them. So that people, someone who left Egypt when they were a toddler, they arrived, they lived for 40 years and became old men in the same clothes they were wearing. There's a grace that means that it stopped the old age. And I asked her, do you want to see this thing at work? And she said, yes, let's do it. I said, in the name of Jesus, car, stop consuming fuel. And I told her, let's continue. So we went and we reached home. And when we reached home, I asked her, check. It was exactly the same place we were when we commanded it not to consume oil. Brethren, there is power in the name of Jesus. Listen, I have given you my testimony. This, where I come from, it is either they take you or you take them. You have to survive. I have seen a little bit of these things. These witchcraft things are real. These witchcraft things are what? People are serious in the witchcraft side. There's a time we prayed for a lady. And that girl, she was a devil worshiper. That girl, it was a service like this. And she just fell down under the pot. That girl began to give birth. She went into labor pains and began to give birth. And we actually had to call a nurse to come. And when she went in there, kitu cha kwanza alizaa ni mayai. Kitu cha pili alizaa ni makaa. Makaa, the size of my fists. Kitu cha tatu alizaa ni kisu. I'm telling you real things. Kisu, and nilipima, it didn't touch you up. Don't ask me how it came out. Kitu kingine alizaa sigara saba. Kitu kingine alizaa ni chura. Demons, they can do things to your life. Chura imekauka kama ilikuwa deep fried. Akazaa chupa mbili za soda. I'm telling you what I've seen with my eyes. This lady, okay, her deliverance had to take time. Days. Because of the things that were coming out. The other thing she gave birth to, it ran away. It went like this when you are walking, and it got lost in our eyes, like this. This lady, she would wash her clothes like this. Anaanika. Akifua ingine, akianika, anapata imeenda. Life. Something else that came out of her was cotton wool. Mahali kuna shimo kwa mwili ilitoa cotton wool yenye iko na very conk spray. Cotton wool ikajaa mkebe ya Milo. Akaanza kutoka maji. Ilikuwa inabidi inachukuliwa, anapanguzwa maji. Inaenda, inatolewa. Ikajaa basin. Maji, kutoka tu kwa mwili, as you are praying.
Another one, in the same season, alikuwa ananyolewa na mapepo. I'm not kidding. You can go and ask that lady. But I don't know whether she had come that day. She would sleep, and when she wakes up in the morning, anapata nywele yake imenongolewa na ikawekwa hapo kando. Kucha zimekatwa, ameumizwa huku, zimewekwa hapo kando. Demons. I'm telling you, you have to. There's another one who, the devil, actually it is the parents who initiated her to devil worship. And when I met her, she fell down under the power when I wanted to greet her. So when I began to pray for her, I prayed for her. And the moment I prayed for her, I knew this deliverance would take time. So I said, it's okay, I prayed for you. She woke up. Then I told her, come the following day so that I pray for you again. So when she was walking out, her father, biological father, met her outside with a motorbike and decided, I must kill you. Why did you go to be delivered? Biological. That is when I knew this scripture that says that a mother can forget her child is true. This girl, this little girl, and she was just a small girl. She was in form two. The father came with a motorbike, akamua literally to kill her because she decided, I'm not living in this thing. Akajaribu akahepa, akajaribu tena akahepa, akajaribu tena akahepa. And what happened, he realized that a crowd is now beginning to form. So he ran away. When she went home, the father and the mother said, because you have decided this, it's either we kill you or we kill the person who decided to pray for you. And they said, because we need you in this kingdom, what we are going to do, we are going first to kill the person who wants to deliver you. That is me. And because they knew me, they went to their machines and they keyed my name inside there. The moment they put a full stop like this, the thing crashed. There's power in the name of Jesus. This is where I'm going. I'm telling you, I've seen these things, but I've seen the power in the name of Jesus. They had another computer. They keyed that name so that when they go to enchant their things, they will be able to see it and continue enchanting. The moment they put a full stop, the thing blew up. It can make a mortal, literal fire. The third one, they said, we have tried the last one. They tried it. The moment they did it, it crashed. So this lady, the following day, she came and she told me, this is what happened. I told her, okay, we have to agree. One of us must die, and it's not me. One of us must, and it's not me. True? You must know your place in the name of Jesus. One of us must die, and it's not me. So she said, okay, I'm okay. As long as I'm going to be, you know, you have to seek consent first. I told her, oh, you are ready? Okay, yes. I prayed for her. When I prayed for her and I said, in the name of Jesus, let this same spirit now remove life from these people. So when she went to sleep, actually we had to take her away from home because they wanted to kill her. So when she went to sleep where we had given her to sleep, in the morning, the following day, 5 a.m., she saw her mother come and she said, bye-bye, I'm gone. When she woke up, she got a call, your mother is dead. I told you, it's either you live or they live. I'm trying to tell you there is power that you carry in the name of Jesus. You should not be scared. There is power that you carry in the name of Jesus. Are we together? So, and everything happened. She got delivered after the whatever died. So, they went, buried the mother. The girl got delivered. Today, she's married. She has kids. She's living a good life. That's what happened. Unafaa uombe vizuri. Imagine ungeoa huyo mtu. Mtu anatoa kisu usiku. Iko kwa ndani ya tumbo. Unamuombea. Anazaa nzi. Nzi anaenda po. After around 3 weeks after burying the mother, she was walking in town. I don't want to say which town is this, because she was walking in town and she met her mother, who died 3 weeks ago, and they buried her 3 weeks ago. She met the mother in town and the mother greeted her. She asked her, "Why did you decide to do this to us?" She said, "Now I've been taught you cannot do anything to me in the name of Jesus." Now, the mother vanished. I'm telling you a literal truth. People around her were seeing the mother. She met the mother in town, and the mother had been buried 3 weeks ago. She asked her, "Why did you do this to us? Please come and join me." She said, "I have been taught well. And now you can't do anything. I command you to get lost." I love this courage. And the thing vanished completely. There is power in the name of Jesus. And that power can be transferred. Do you know that? That power can be? That power can be transferred. Peter said to that guy, "And the gate called Beautiful, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, I give unto you." He says, "In the name of Jesus, rise up and..." There is power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, "Such that clothes, aprons, handkerchiefs, they came from the body of Paul and where they landed, they performed miracles. People were healed. People were delivered." And I demonstrate that to you. His power. The name of Jesus can deliver you. Something could be happening like this. And the moment you say, "In Jesus' name," that thing stops immediately. The Bible says when they came looking for Jesus to arrest him, they asked, "We are looking for Jesus Christ of Nazareth." And the Bible says, he said, "I am he." The moment they discovered it is him, they fell down under the power. You could be trying like this and you are about to get an accident. The moment you say, "In the name of Jesus," the accident, the demon causing the accident, discovered that you are carrying Jesus. And it falls down. This power can be transferred. The moment you mention the name of Jesus, it is discovered in you. Power must hit you. The moment you say, "In Jesus' name," power must hit you. Why? There's a revelation of Jesus in you. So Jesus must wake up in you, and you are transfigured. And that power, number two, one, the power must hit you. And number two, that power must hit the things around you. Why? Because it is not you anymore, it is Jesus. So you can just come like this and you say, "Jesus." The moment you say, "Jesus," that... say, "Jesus. I love you." The moment you discover that name, things around you must change. Because you mention that name, power hits. It hits you because now Jesus wakes up in the inside of you. Jesus.
It is working. Wherever you are. You can release that name of Jesus to whatever you want. And it must bow down. It must bow down. The name of Jesus. Listen, it's not a scam. It's someone who has been having itchy eyes. Where are you? Raise your hand. Eyes that are itching, stand up. Itchy eyes. This for like the last 2 weeks. Is you? How long? Since?
Having eye problems since I was in Form 1.
You've been having eye problems. Are they itchy, like itchy?
Yes.
Okay. Put your hands on the eyes. I want you to shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Shout again.
Jesus.
Shout again.
Jesus.
Shout again.
Jesus.
Shout again.
Jesus.
Watch her now. Shout again.
Jesus.
Last one.
Jesus!
Your eyes are healed. Ikaiso zavila kuhaga gadiro hofa. That name of Jesus can be transferred to things. And it carries the same power. Yeah. It carries the same power.